Okay, let's get down to serious business.
Okay.
I'm going to say we've got Kara, Kiri, and Amol, and possibly Alana. Alana was on about coming over.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Trine's sacked out at the moment. She took the night off.
No. No, that's no biggie. So no, who's working monitoring?
Trine is.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Cool. All right. Let's
see. Oh, pen, huh? Yeah. Kara wants to talk to you about quite a few things, actually, that she has on her mind. Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Aren't you going to congratulate me or anything?
I thought it was Tia.
Yes. Aren't you going to congratulate me or anything on getting your computer to work properly? Huh?
Thank you. Okay, so first off, we're going to work on Earthwatch stuff.
Yeah, let's get down to business.
All right, first off, all right, so I spent a half hour over at the theater night working on the Earthwatch stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I found out was that I can get a, there's this guy who's starting up this homepage for Ashtar Command. And what it is he's going to try to link up a bunch of stuff like channeling. Anyway, he wants to do like, he's going to be hooking up some commander's homepages.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how he's figured out how to do that. Lightworks.
Uh-huh.
Things like that. And he's got about 8 or 9 different things he wants to link up. So what I want to do is hook up with him, connect up, and see if we can't, add our stuff to his. He seems to have the knowledge. Okay, we can do this two ways. He has the knowledge to put this together.
Uh-huh.
Under the right heading, under the right things. If I can hook up with him, we can set it up in one of two ways. Number one, we can do it so that he has a subscriber basis.
Yeah.
On a two-part system.
Okay.
One is free.
Yes.
Okay, which is like channeling like what you and I are talking about right now.
Uh-huh.
And the other would be like a $10 subscription a month.
Yeah.
Now, either way we do this, he's look like he's got a lot of good stuff that we can access with him.
Yeah.
That he has, different places with connections to Ashtar Lightworkers down here.
Uh-huh.
All right. So basically, the other option we have is we can go ahead and learn all this stuff ourselves.
Yeah, that might be the way to go, Got to remember that there are two types of channelers. About three types, actually. Conscious, trance, and mark.
There are some other options we've got, which are these guys here.
The Star Family.
See if we can hook up with these guys and see where else we can get some other websites.
Okay, but we have to construct one of our own for information of a more Earth importance nature.
Right.
I mean, it's fine and dandy talking about bringing up the harmony and the vibrational frequency. If society goes to pieces, that is pointless. You're going to have a whole load of people that aren't prepared. But if you prepare and plan and train, it doesn't matter how much, it doesn't matter how bad things get, the people are prepared and trained.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's okay to have this sort of stuff that talks about light frequencies and stuff, that's great. That's great to deal with the masses. But when you're taking the leaders and training them, they have to be more knowledgeable and more prepared.
Well, so, the problem comes in with accessibility.
Yeah.
I don't know yet how, when we get our own going, first off, that we can publicize the fact that it's out there.
Yeah.
Unless somebody just happens to be wandering through and checks out Ashtar on the web browser I did,
mm-hmm.
and finds it that way. All right. Let's see. What else do we have here? This particular one here was talking about 144,000 making up the future Messiah. I got that right. The collective Messiah. And these are the 144,000 ascended masters referred to as the eagles within the command, who form the legion of special volunteers here on Earth.
That's very badly worded, and from what it sounds like to me, is it's talking about the eagles is a term used for the understanding of the individuals talking, being channeled to, is the 144,000 volunteers, quote, unvolunteers, that are ready and to ascend to the higher consciousness that are going to do it anyway. And it's just part of, are you ready? Yes, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Well, it's talking about, you know, how these guys are going to get, you know, a lot of these guys are going to be activated or awakened. And one of these is this Earth Watch. You know, that might be one way to do it. If we can figure out the best way to.
Well, I don't know what Amol's long-range plans are, but I know that he's got some very long-range plans that he's working on with Corton and Ashtar and various other people. So, you know, we're just playing the strategy that they want us to play. Okay, I think I've hogged enough time. How much tape has been butchered?
About 10 minutes.
Is that all?
Yeah, it's only 9:30, darling.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Well,
see you in a few.
Okay. Greetings and felicitations, Russ.
Greetings, Omar. As you can see, we have a
very primitive setup, but let us continue.
Back to our old days.
Almost, yes. Okay.
Right.
Let us continue.
Okay. Before we get on to Earthwatch stuff,
mm-hmm.
I want to ask a few questions I had last week I was able to get to.
Okay.
And that is, are we working now on switching in our realities, going from dense physical to physical etheric bodies of light?
Not yet.
Well, is that what the transformation to sixth dimension encompasses?
Kind of. You kind of. It is hard to explain without sounding pompous and like we are supposed to sound. Okay.
Well, don't worry about how you're way. Supposed to sound.
The way that we sometimes are channeled through conscious channels,
oh,
about
yes.
harmony, peace, loving, understanding, and achieving a necessary goal, and that we wish to everybody to love each other, friendly, and so on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it. I've heard it many times.
Yes. The same conversations that mean absolutely nothing.
You got four pages or four big giant things of it right here.
Yes. So getting back to the change over from physical body to physical light body. What that actually means is a light being is not necessarily pure light like Corton or Ashtar or Sananta.
Right.
It is how they illuminate and radiate the aura and life energy. That a light body is how bright the aura can be.
Okay.
A physical light body is a physical body with a bright aura. The brighter the aura, obviously, the more talented the individual is.
Okay, so as we progress upwards, our aura gets brighter.
Correct. And as Teal was discussing, these individuals that are awaiting the activation are waiting for keys to wake the subconscious. They are already interested and pursuing a spiritual growth in many different forms. And it is necessary for them to be put together in a single mind.
Well, recently, the reason I asked this is that Kara and I have been connecting on a, you know, really a deep level.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often, I'll just be sitting around and all of a sudden I'll have this, like, glow. Practically, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, this Kara sense.
Yes.
About me.
Yes, a very regal young lady that she is.
Yes, very deep. And I mean, it's just not me, it's her, mm-hmm. but it's coming through me. And it's almost like a channeling.
Yes.
but it's like my aura has just gone up a couple levels. Right. Yeah. So I get the feeling this is part of the helping towards making that change over.
Correct.
Okay. Got it. Well, I like it. Okay. On the next, working on the 70 brotherhoods of light and angels. Are they connected?
Yes.
Okay. So I always thought brotherhoods of light were like light workers who worked here on Earth. But it's actually more or less throughout the entire galaxy kind of thing.
There is many different branches and subdivisions of the Brotherhood of Light.
How did they get started anyway? Where is that from? Sirius?
It goes back further.
Further than Sirius?
Yes.
Now, it sounds sort of like one of those monk kind of things where they go around the world and kind of set up monasteries.
Kind of. It is, again, something a little bit more than you are reading into it. It is a group of individuals looking for other like-minded individuals that are at a particular level that they can help and nurture and thus turn them into brothers of light.
So you're part of the Brotherhood of Light then?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But there, as I said, there are subdivisions, different, as you might say, gangs or chapters.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, and the angels part of it?
That is a branch or a different chapter.
A different chapter. Oh, that makes sense. Okay, now going along with this, they are apparently working with planetary grid stabilization.
Yes.
Now,
what is planetary grid stabilization?
There we go.
How do you see your planet on a map?
On a map, you see it stretched all the way across from one end side of the map to the other.
Yes, but how do you find where you want to go on a map?
You just look for the spot, and there's the latitude-longitude line near it.
Which is?
Your reference points on the planet.
Which is a
grid.
Correct.
Okay.
There are certain areas that are gridded on your map, on your planet, that are unstable. Areas of instability. Areas where there are negative vortexes or positive vortexes, like Sedona. And unfortunately, vortexes are not stable. So they need to be stabilized. Negative vortexes have the same effect as a positive vortex, except for the reverse. There are areas of instability created by damaged pyramids,
Atlantis,
and so on.
So those would be the negative vortexes, or an example of one.
Yes, something that is malfunctioning.
Now, they're stable then?
Some of them are unstable.
Well,
some
talked
of them
about
are
where
stable.
They turn it on off, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, given Bermuda Triangle effect.
Correct. Right. Things slipping through and disappearing when they shouldn't.
Right. Now, what about the Ring of Fire?
The Ring of Fire, yes. Again.
This is part of the stuff that's being stabilized. Now, how do they go about stabilizing these grids? I mean, do you put a crystal there and, like...
No, not exactly. It is a matter of releasing the energy.
Releasing
energy. Yes, releasing the energy that is building up to a critical point.
Well, let's take Sedona, for example. Now, you have this vortex that's not exactly stable.
Okay.
How would you go about stabilizing the Sedona vortex?
You would increase the energy flow until it starts to peak. And then you would gradually reduce the amount of energy flow through it until it settles down into a nice steady flow. It is a little bit like a pipe. You have a pipe that is this big, but halfway down, there is a block in it, and the water comes out slower.
Like my kitchen sink.
Correct. Which means that there is a point where there is pressure building up. Now, when that breaks, it breaks where it is blocked, and the energy flows erratically out of that hole until it is fixed and repaired.
Okay. Now, is this a one-person job, or does it take a group of people? It
takes a group of people or one person. It depends on the size of the vortex and the amount of damage.
And how strong the person is.
Probably. Correct.
Right. And can a third-dimensional person do it, or is this something that's more...
A third-dimensional person can help.
Can help, but it takes a higher-dimensional being to really do the work.
A one-on-one, yes.
Okay. Now, a group in meta-concert.
Again,
hand.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
All right. Now then, on to the Earthwatch.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 2 weeks in which to learn how to put together a homepage and design it out so that we can have various points people can access.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, in setting this up, should we set this up on... Let's say we're doing channeling recordings.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do we set it up by subject? Do we set it up by day of recordings?
Subject and day.
Well, for example, on one day, we cover a lot of different subjects in one session.
Correct. That is why you set it up by day and subject.
Okay. So, when somebody's looking this up, their information, and let's say they want to look up channelings of... meta concert.
Correct.
Okay. Now we've got 5 days or 5 channeling sessions in which meta concert was discussed and how it was both, done in various practice sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But along with each of those days, you had stuff on PK, you had stuff on Bosnia, and so on.
Correct.
Now, how would you group this all out then?
You would group meta concert. The date, Bosnia, the date, PK, the date.
Oh, okay.
You would have meta concert, let's say February 2nd, 95, February the 9th, 95, February the 26th, 95. And so on.
Right.
So that you can see the information that was given, and you'd have at the very bottom a summary of what has been discussed. And at the top, you would have a preamble on the purpose of meta concert, which again would be repeated.
Of course. But the whole channeling session itself would not be intact?
No.
No, it'd be broken up into
Correct.
Various subjects.
You would also have
that makes sense.
Elsewhere on there a complete channeling session. A complete channeling session edited and condensed for clarity to avoid humorous commentaries unless it weaves in.
Pants, things like that.
Correct.
Okay.
Or Tia sticking out her tongue and going.
Alright. So, yeah, just the basic meat of the matter.
Correct.
Okay. That sounds good. Anything else you can give me on Earthwatch that you've come up with?
Not at this time. I am, as you know, quite busy.
All right. Okay, well, that's all I've got for now. I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Omar.
Okay, you're welcome. Live long, prosper. And now that I have given my speech, I will hand over to somebody who has had a little bit of wine.
Ah, good.
I'll be back.
Very well. Hi, dear.
Now you can understand why I was laughing.
Yes, I can understand.
He was being very courteous and polite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are the Kiri and Carr going to mix up for this one so we can get a good recording out of it?
Mix up?
You know, work together.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
Alana's also arrived.
Oh, good.
With her girlfriend.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. That counts.
Looks like they've got a couple bottles of sparkling wine with them.
Oh, it's going to turn into a session.
But at the moment, they're showering Carrie with one.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Or the champagne shower, yeah.
Yes, champagne shower. Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, my love.
And how's it going?
Good.
Okay.
Got your sister sitting there with you, I take it?
Yes. Very wet. Hold on. Tasting quite sweet as well.
Of course she is.
But first of all, before we enlarge the energy field, I have a few things that I'd like to discuss.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Where are we going at tonight? We're working on the computer. And we're working on Earthwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, within this...
Yes, we can.
Can what?
Do a healing section.
Yeah, okay. Because healing would come into our,
of course,
range of things that we could do, especially since we're working on energy healing.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that could follow into...
You still getting it in stereo here?
Yeah, of course.
But that means it is recording, is it not?
No, it's recording in my head. It's recording on this thing, so... All right.
Well, at least Kiri has control of the body at the moment.
That's good. All right. Now, I want to start looking into stuff on herbal remedies,
mm-hmm.
Like we were talking about for the basic purposes using the network.
Yes. There are places you can go to look for health, healing, and so on that will give you alternative homeopathic medicines.
Well, there's something I found tonight called the Africa Alchemy General Chat.
Mm-hmm.
My cute computer couldn't access it. So I'm going to try to find an email address that I can email them to.
Correct.
In Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do is see what the heck they're talking about. Now, alchemy is the basic science of that's ganja, of working with base metals and everything. So I'm not sure how much herbal and
name a medicine commonly used.
Quinine.
That's natural. Name another one.
Ginseng.
Natural. Name another one.
Give me a medicine.
Something used for healing.
As in medicine.
Yes.
Well, that'd be, say, like, little Tylenol.
Derivative of painkiller, aspirin, willow.
Mm-hmm.
Willow, natural.